Hey Celeb fans, welcome back to Red Carpet with more Celebrity Facts from me, Alicia Lang. This week, I'm talking about David Attenborough. So, let's go. David Frederick Attenborough was born on the 8th of May 1926 in Arlesworth, Middlesex, and grew up in College House in the campus of University of Leicestershire, where his father Frederick was a principal. He is the middle of three sons. His elder brother Richard became an actor and director, while his younger brother John was an executive of Italian car manufacturer Alfa Romeo. After leaving the Navy, Attenborough took a position of editing children's science textbooks for a publishing company. He soon became disillusioned with the work in the 1950s and applied for a job as a radio talk producer with the BBC. Although he was rejected for this job, his CV was later attracted the interest of Mary Adams, head of the talks, factual broadcasting department of BBC's fledgling television service. Attenborough became controller of BBC Two in March 1965, succeeding Michael Peacock. He had a clause inserted of his contract that would allow him to continue making programmes on an occasional basis. Later that same year, he filmed Elephants in Tanzania and in 1969 made a three-part series on the crucial history of Indonesian of island of Balai. For the 1971 film A Blank on the Map, he joined the first Western expedition to a remote Highland Valley in New Guinea to seek out a lost tribe. While in charge of BBC Two, Attenborough turned down Terry Wogan's job application to be a presenter on the channel, stating that there weren't any suitable vaccinees. The channel already had an Irish announcer, with Attenborough reflecting in 2016. To have two Irishmen presenting on BBC Two would have looked ridiculous. Beginning with Life on Earth in 1979, Attenborough set about creating a body of work which became a benchmark of quality in wildlife filmmaking and influenced a generation of documentary filmmakers. 5 years after the success of Life on Earth, the BBC released The Living Planet. This time, Attenborough built his series around the theme of ecology and the adaptations of living things to their environment. In the 1990s, Attenborough continued to use Life title for the succession of author documentaries. In 1993, he presented Life in the Freezer, the first television series to the survey in natural history of Antarctica. Although past normal retirement age, he then embarked on a number of specialised surveys of the natural world, beginning with plants. At this point, Attenborough realised that he spent 20 years unknowingly assembling a collection of programmes of all major groups and terrestrial animals and plants. Only reptiles and amphibians were missing. When Life in Cold Blood was broadcast in 2008, he had a satisfaction of completing the set brought together in a DVD in Clever called Life on Land. Alongside the Life series, Attenborough continued to work on other television documentaries, mainly on natural history genre. He wrote and presented the series of Men Influence on the Natural History of the Mediterranean Basin, The First Eden. In 1987, Attenborough narrated every episode of Wildlife in One, a BBC One wildlife series that ran for 253 episodes between 1977 and 2005. At its peak, it drew weekly audiences from 8 to 10 million, while in 1987, episodes Meerkat United was voted the best wildlife documentary of all time by the BBC viewers. As a narrator and narrator, David continued to collaborate with the BBC Natural History Unit for the Millennium. Alistair Fothergill, a senior producer with WOM, Attenborough had worked on The Trials of Life and Life in the Freezer, was making The Blue Planet, the unit's first comprehensive series on the marine life. In 2019, Attenborough narrated Our Planet, an eight-part documentary series for Netflix. It contrasted as much for its prior work for the BBC. This series empathised on the destructive role of human activities throughout the series, before he would often note concerns in the final section of the work. In 2020, Attenborough narrated the documentary film David Attenborough, A Life on Our Planet. The film acts as Attenborough's witness statement, reflecting on his career as a naturalist and his hopes for the future. It was released on Netflix on the 4th of October 2020. Attenborough's key feature in the build-up of the 2021 United Nations Climate Change Conference and gave a speech at the opening ceremony. In his speech, he stated that humans were the greatest problem solvers to have ever existed on Earth, and spoke of his optimism for the future, finishing by saying, "In my lifetime, I've witnessed a terrible decline. In yours, you should witness a wonderful recovery in 2022. The United Nations Environment Programme recognised Attenborough as a champion of the Earth of his dedication research." So now you know about David Attenborough. Honestly, he's absolutely amazing. Like, knowing that his birthday is obviously coming up, 8th, like I said, the 8th. So that is literally nearly here. I hope he will live on for many more years, because he's honestly amazing. I love all his documentaries. I watch them, like, if there's nothing on, I will just have a look on online, see if I can find one, and I'll watch it. It's honestly lovely to see. And I do hope we one day all climate change will be better for all the marine life and animals. And let's hope we can follow his advice and make this planet a lot lovelier. So that is all for this week's celebrity. So join me next week for even more celebrities. So stay tuned and take care, everybody.